Have you ever had a moment of chaos come at a time when you're just trying to get your life together? And you're thinking to yourself, I know I could deal with this much better if it wasn't in the middle of such a horrible stage in my life. Because I just got laid off my job. They're downsizing at my company. I got creditors calling me. I'm going through a divorce. My mama just died. My kids are sick. I got cancer. I'm going through depression. In the middle of all that chaos, you got to remember that it's those low moments that will define who you really are.
The true character of a person is shown when your back is up against the wall. These are the moments that separate the successful from everybody else.
But how do you keep going? Why do you keep going? What is it that will make it worth it for you when you want to give up and life is fighting against you to take the hits?
What makes you get up when you fall down?
You're going to have so many moments where you doubt yourself, where you think you can't go on. But I want you to remember, these rough times haven't come to stay. They've come to pass.
So you've got to write down at least 5 reasons on why you deserve your dream. Because you're going to be thrown to the ground again and again and again. And life will keep beating you down. So you got to have some reasons that are so strong that you'll never stop getting back up and trying again.
What is it that can make you unstoppable? What reasons can you think of that will keep you strong through these rough times? You've got to be unreasonable, because logical, practical thinking says it cannot be done. But if you want to do something that is unreasonable to most people, like living your dreams and taking charge of your own destiny, then you've got to become an unreasonable person. You've got to be an uncommon person.
Because see, pain is tricky. If you don't control pain, it'll control you. Until you learn how to figure it out, until you learn how to tap it on the back and say, I know you're there, but I'm built to deal with you.
You must find a way to push through pain, because there's always something greater on the other side of it.
See, there's some people listening to this right now. You've just gone through the worst situation of your life. You're in the hardest season of your life. Something's happened, and maybe you failed. But I need you to know that failure is not final. It's formative.
It is not final. It is formative. It is part of the process. It's part of the journey. Your failure matters as much as your success. How do you think you're going to grow if you don't ever fail?
And yet there's some of you right now, you failed, and you think, well, I guess I'm a failure. No, failure is an event. It's never a person. When you fail, that doesn't make you a failure. As long as you're still breathing, you have the chance to try again. Failure is nothing but fuel for your future. Failure is a research project. Failure is what you use to know how to do it right.
The way that you grow, you have to fail in order to succeed.
Just because you failed doesn't mean that the universe doesn't have a bright future in store for you.
You must keep going, no matter what happens. It's always too soon to quit. You need to realize that the growth of a person is not in the success. It's in the process. It's in the trying. It's in the journey that we discover who we really are.
Every one of my successes is stacked on top of failures.
When you keep working, when you keep going at it, you are allowing your pain to form your future. You are allowing it to frame up the story of your success. You're using it as a peg in the ladder to go higher. You gotta declare to yourself that no matter how hard it gets, you will not stop. You will not be defeated. You will take every single pain in your life and you will use it to push you to greatness. You will not allow it to hold you back.
Even if no one else thinks you can do it, even if the odds are stacked against you, even if your chances of survival are slim to none, say to yourself, no matter what it takes, I will find a way through this or die trying. I refuse to quit.
This too shall pass. You're gonna get through this thing.
So don't stress out about it, and don't you dare turn around and go back home. Don't back down from the pressure. You are not a victim, so stop talking like it. Stop acting like it. It's your trial. It's your tribulation that's gonna get you out your comfort zone. It's your trial. It's your tribulation that's gonna take you to the next level.
So there's no shame in thinking about quitting. There's no shame in getting tired. There's no shame in feeling burned out. But what you've gotta do is consciously remove that thought out of your mind. Why? Because the shame is in quitting. So if you've thought about quitting, that's okay. But whatever you do, don't let that thought become your reality.
In spite of what's going on right now, in spite of the hardships I've experienced, it's worth the effort of going out and giving it everything I possibly can. It's worth giving every fiber of my being to bring it into reality, to express who I am. I've got to do the work I'm supposed to do. I've got to become who I'm supposed to become.
It's possible you can have it in spite of where you are right now. That doesn't matter. And it's necessary that you go out with everything in you, that you don't take it lightly. You go out and you take responsibility for making it happen. And you own up to the fact it's going to be hard. And you'll do it hard. Sometimes you might feel defeated. You might feel broken inside. You might be barely holding on with tears running down your face. But to you, it's worth it. It's worth whatever you gotta go through.
I want to encourage somebody out there who's thinking about quitting, somebody who's thinking about giving up. This message is for you.
Maybe you're here today and your marriage is falling apart. Maybe you're here today and you're dealing with anxiety on a daily basis.
You know what it's like to be in a lonely, dark place? You know what it's like to want to quit? You know what it's like when the pressure is overwhelming? When people expect your best, but you're at your worst? It can be devastating. Life will strip you to your core.
That's a moment of choice. That is a moment of decision. But what will your response be? Will you give up or will you get up? Will you throw in the towel or will you keep moving forward?
Don't give up. Don't give in. Stay in it. Stay focused. Adversity creates the perfect moment for audacity.
Life will beat you to your knees. And it's not personal. It happens to everybody. Sure, you might lose comfort. You might lose sleep. Sure, it might be frightening. But if you keep moving forward and don't let any of those struggles turn you around, you will eventually have a breakthrough. And the darker the night, the brighter the morning.
You will fail your way to success. It doesn't matter how many times you fail. It doesn't matter how many times people tell you that you can't do it. When you want something bad enough, you will find a way.
The thing that's causing you pain today actually has purpose in your life. Every season you can learn. Every challenge is developing you. You can use your pain to make you greater. That which does not kill you will make you stronger.
It's the obstacles in our lives. It's the hardships. It's the mountains that we climb that make life worth living.
But those mountains aren't supposed to stop you. Your mountain has the materials for your miracle.
Your conditions are not always in your control. You don't always get to decide what kind of skies you face. There are some things that are outside of your control, but your courage, that is always in your control.
Take that leap of faith, trust yourself, and know within yourself that everything is going to be all right. Life's gonna punch you in the mouth. Life's gonna bully you. There's no doubt about that. But the question is, can you give 120% regardless of the pain you're going through? Can you muster up enough strength to hold on and hold out to make it to the other side? Because that's what will make you a legend.
Life isn't fair. Never is and never will be. And you can't stop it. But the choice you have now is, are you going to get angry, frustrated? Are you going to lash out at people? Are you going to start going down the spiral of negativity? Are you going to let the horrible situation dictate the way you feel and the way you handle it? Are you going to fall over and fall apart? Or are you going to step up? Are you going to face this issue with courage and resolution? Are you going to find a way to make it work in your favor? Be the one who people look up to. Absorb the pain and turn it into power.
No matter what is happening, no matter how hard the fight is, as long as you keep fighting, you will win. The fight's not over if you've been knocked down. It's only over if you quit. If you make the decision to get back up one more time, I'm telling you, you will win the fight. You've got to stay consistent. You've got to keep moving and keep making progress. Don't ever take your foot off the gas. Don't allow these minor inconveniences to slow down your destiny.
And in the midst of all of what you're going through, you've got to monitor your internal dialogue. You need to shut down any negative conversations going on inside your head. You may be under dark times right now, but stay positive. Keep your head up. Stick your chest out. Bow your back. Walk with pride. And know within yourself that you have what it takes to get through this. Others have done it, so why not you?
And don't look at night as darkness. Look at night as a new beginning.